Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker recently revealed the 19 members of the department's new Commerce Data Advisory Council, or CDAC. The council will help guide the department's data strategy aimed at helping it work smarter and more efficiently, and how it deploys data for public use. For more on the council and what it will do, we turn to Mark Domes, the Undersecretary for Economic Affairs at Commerce. Dr. Domes, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Tom. It's great to talk to you today.
All right. So first of all, the members, the 19 people from corporate America, how were they chosen? Who chose them? And what will they actually do for you?
So yeah, as you said, we do have 19 members, and they're from the private sector for the most part. We also have a couple members from nonprofit groups, and we have a couple academics. We put out a Federal Register notice, and we beat the bushes. And you can see the members on our website at ESA.gov. That's ESA.gov. And when you're looking at them, what you'll notice is that these are people who are really well steeped in the data space. They're really top data scientists, some from big companies, some from small companies, some from very old established companies, some from, you know, these new startup companies, because we really wanted just a diverse set of opinions.
And I guess you've got Jack Dangermon, the CEO of ESRI, who can show you how much money you can make if you're in the data business too, which is not a bad idea, I suppose. And so these council members will come to Washington periodically. Will they meet as a group, or how will you actually use them?
Yeah, Tom, that's a great question. So they'll come here about once a quarter, and the first meeting will be on April 23rd and 24th. The meeting will actually be at Google's facility in downtown D.C. And what we really want to do with this group is we want to pick their brains and get their advice. If we think about data today, it's just changing so rapidly in terms of, you know, the data that's being collected, how we process data, how we release data, and we really need to talk to people like the people on our committee so we can have a better idea of what we should be doing in government, you know, 5 years down the road and 10 years from down the road. These are really kind of thought leaders in their field, like you mentioned Jack Dangermon, who has just really just blazed a path in terms of, you know, just kind of mapping software over the past couple decades. And the one reason why he's, you know, so wealthy is because he's really good at what he does. And the public and the private sector has spoken in terms of people just use his tools, you know, again and again and again.
All right. So now talking about the Commerce Department, you describe yourself as a data agency, as the data agency. And everybody knows about the Census Bureau and the tremendous amounts of data that it generates. What else does Commerce generate in terms of data that it collects or creates itself?
Yeah, so if you look at the Commerce Department, you know, some of our data falls into just a couple of really big buckets. First is data on our population. So the Census Bureau is really kind of the stalwart in that space. When you're thinking about quality, comprehensive information about our people, you know, the Census Bureau really leads the way there. Also, when you think about data about the economy, the Commerce Department is the agency that produces our numbers on our retail sales, our trade statistics, and then most importantly, you know, our GDP. You know, how much, you know, how is our economy doing? How fast is it growing? That comes from us. Also, if you think about all the data on our weather, our climate, and our oceans, that data also comes from Commerce, particularly NOAA, the National Oceanographic Atmospheric Administration. We also produce just tons of data about patents and innovation from our patent and trademark office. So it's kind of fun because we have, you know, significant data assets in so many different spaces.
And there are very different types of data. If you're talking about oceanographic information versus economic information or population data. And so what overarching strategy is Commerce pursuing with respect to its various and varied data holdings that this council can help it with?
So currently, if you look at our data holdings, they're just kind of scattered throughout the department. So if you're a casual user and you're just going to our website, you can find it actually a little bit frustrating to find our information and then to get it into, you know, a usable form so you can extract the information that you need to solve problems or to answer questions. And so what we need our advisory council to do is to give us advice and to work with us on how people on the outside can better access our information. So for instance, let's say if you want to look at the overlap between climate and population, that means you'd have to go to the NOAA website and get information about what's happening to the climate. And then if you wanted to look at certain areas, for instance, and you want to know the people, then you have to go to the census website. And those data sets could be in quite different formats. So mashing that data together could actually be quite difficult. So we want to make our data just really easy for people to access, to find, and then to use. And the people on our advisory council, and you mentioned Jack Dangerman before, you know, are very good at this in the private sector. And so we just want to tap into that expertise.
I mean, part of the issue for the public or people that might want to use this data for whatever purposes they have is knowing what the adjacencies are. So if you go to some place like data.gov, there's big long lists of 100,000 different data sources, but the ones that might be allied or related in some manner, or you might want to relate in some manner, that's a little bit tougher to get at.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And one of the big questions we're going to ask our advisory committee is, what is the best way we structure our data so that people can find these interrelationships that people will want to do? Do we put it in a data.gov, kind of in this big kind of silo, for instance, or do we organize the data in a different way? And given that how people find data and how people search for data is just changing so rapidly, that's the reason why we really need to pick the brains of the people who are really the top in this field.
We're speaking with Mark Domes. He's the Undersecretary for Economic Affairs at the Commerce Department. Now, you are an economist. I guess you got your PhD at Madison in Wisconsin, even though there's a Indiana economist that's part of the new council. So maybe the little rivalry there. But how does this help economic analysis with all this data? Because, I mean, that's what economists generally do, is analyze data. But how has all of this changed the way economists for the government do their work?
Yeah, it's an excellent question. So, you know, we do have a lot of resources here at the department that looks at the economy. And so we actually have literally, you know, several thousand people whose job it is to try to measure our economy. And that's just a huge, daunting task because our economy is just constantly changing. We have about 7 million businesses. We have about 360 metropolitan areas. We have trillions of dollars of international transactions. So just trying to monitor what's happening to the economy today is quite a challenge. So we have all these different data assets on all these different parts of the economy, and we want to make our data assets much easier to find so people can analyze what's going on. So currently you can go to a census website and get some information. Then you could go to the Bureau of Economic Analysis and get some information. But then say there's a big weather event, like we had a very cold February here in Washington, D.C., for instance. You know, what's the intersection between what's happening with the weather and what's happening to the economy? We want to make it easier for people to find data on the climate and to be able to mash that up with data on the economy so we can have a better understanding of what these relationships are.
I mean, it's probably safe to say that some of the economic assumptions that you hear repeated month after month on jobs creation or this or that are pretty, become kind of tired shibboleths more than anything based on new data. So it sounds like there's an opportunity to modernize all of the analysis, maybe the program analysis that government agencies do with respect to cause and effect for what it is they're trying to deal with.
Yeah, so if we can provide more data and better data and make it easier, then people can mash up data in new and different ways and come up with really great things. So, for instance, one of the members on our advisory council is from Zillow, and Zillow is very good at taking information from public records.
That's the real estate information.
That's the real estate information site, so you can type in your address and find your house and see what's happening in your neighborhood.
Or that other guy's house that you're jealous of, maybe.
Always trying to keep up with the Joneses. So what Zillow does is it takes government from, say, census, takes data from a local county jurisdiction on some transactions and mashes up with climate data and with school data and makes a really useful product so people can make more informed decisions about where they want to live and how much they should be paying for their house and what their house is worth. So there's a really great example of where the government provides some really useful information, and then a private sector company takes that information, adds a lot of value, and then provides a lot of value to the final customer.
Yeah, it's a pretty diverse group. You've also got the head scientist for big data at eBay,
right.
Vadim Kutswai, if I'm saying that correctly. His name has two Y's in it in a row. What do you hope to glean from like a commercial transaction site like that?
So when it comes to big data and the private sector, there's an increasing amount of data in the big sector that we might be able to use in government. And then there's just also the skills needed to be able to process big data. So for instance, when we produce data on the economy, there's this really interesting question of should we continue to do our kind of traditional survey-based methods of measuring the economy? What I mean by that is, for instance, we mail retailers surveys every month and saying, hey, please tell us how much you sold last month. Or can we tap into these new private big data sets so we can have a better understanding of what's happening to the economy in real time? And so working with somebody in eBay and these other high-tech companies like LinkedIn, for instance, who's also on our advisory committee, can we provide better data to the public as a result?
All right, so lots of possibilities here. Just getting back to the operational aspect of this CDAC, your Data Advisory Council, is going to live within the Commerce Department's Economic and Statistics Administration. And so how is that part of Commerce regrouping to be able to handle the CDAC? Did you have to hire some more people? Do you have a program manager for it?
So we do have a program manager for it. But the nice thing about these advisory committees is that everyone on a federal advisory committee, these are unpaid positions. They come and they volunteer their time, kind of very graciously. These are all people who want to kind of give back to the public. And so for the government, this is actually a fairly low-cost way of getting really just top-flight, consulting information from, people who are really experts in their fields. So the actual kind of staffing requirements for this, there's this kind of logistics, we have to find space and like that. But this is an incredibly low-cost way. It's very efficient to really just kind of tap the best brains in the business.
So it sounds like something a lot of agencies could look at to get their brains extended out into industry where the action's really happening.
Yeah, one thing we've been really pleasantly surprised with is when we first had this idea and we started asking people about it, was just how many people, especially in the private sector, do want to give back to the public sector. Now, they may not want to do that full time, but the nice thing about these advisory committees, it meets once a quarter, and it'll meet, 1 or 2 days for each quarter. And so we'll be able to use these people who are just have incredibly busy schedules, to a limited extent, but to a very useful extent. So I think it's a real win-win situation.
Mark Domes is the Undersecretary for Economic Affairs at the Commerce Department. Thanks so much for joining me.
Tom, it's been a pleasure.